श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद।
सो एक्चुअली आई वाज थिंकिंग टुडे व्हाट टू शेयर विद ऑल ऑफ यू स्पेसिफिकली विद शिवा प्रभु बिकॉज़ शिवा प्रभु टोल्ड दैट ही इज मेनली नाउ कंसर्न्ड व्हेन ही गोस बैक सपोज हाउ इज ही गोइंग टू मैनेज। So then I was reading something, nowadays we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita every day. When I was reading, I came across something, so I'm going to share that part. Just some lessons for us, how to deal in this world when we come across different circumstances. So there is a pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he was staying in Jagannathpuri. And after a while, he always had the desire that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But somehow he couldn't make to go to Vrindavan. It was obviously his own pastime that he was just not able to make all the way to Vrindavan. So once he said, they told the devotees that I want to go to South India. And what was the reason he gave to go to South India? His elder brother, Vishnu Rupa, who had taken sannyas many years ago from Bengal. So he said, I am going to go and look for my brother. So he told Sarvam Bhattacharya that I want to go to. So there is a very nice description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to South India and different holy places in South India. There is a very important part which comes in Bhakti Leela. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going through South India, he comes to a place called Rangakshetra or Srirangam. And that is the time when Chaturmas was just starting. Chaturmas. Chaturmas is also called as time when it is rainy season. Chaumasa they call it, 4 months. So when this 4 months comes, generally the sannyasis or the mendicants who are generally traveling, they will stop and then they will make their residence or they will stay in the same place for 4 months and then they would again continue to travel. So this time, so those who are like generally for initial days, I mean this all sages and renunciates, mendicants, they used to be there, no? So they would go and travel different places and it is described in scripture that at one place one should not stay more than one day, one night maybe. You should go to the next place because our nature is to get attached. If you stay at some place and people start knowing you as a sage or a good person or a renunciate, people will come and automatically start serving you. So we get attached to name, fame, comforts. So generally the renunciation, the routine practice was that they would every day just keep on traveling. But when it comes of Chaturmas starts, they are called as post very holy months. At that time they want to do more of devotional service. And at the time the rainy season starts. So then generally the practice was that then they would stop. And these 4 months they would stay at one place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Rangakshetra or Srirangam when four months of Chaturmas had just started. And that time he started staying at one of a very great devotee of Lord Vishnu, his name was Venkata Bhatta. Venkata Bhatta is father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So he was staying and then there is 4 months Venkata Bhatta got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this time he converted the heart of Venkata Bhatta into pure devotional service to Krishna. And then the time when he was a great devotee, but they are Vishnu devotees, Narayan devotees. So then they had very beautiful relationship like friends actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta. And that is the time when the small son of Venkata Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, got completely attached to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So during these 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to a nearby place of a temple and that description is going to cover, is going to meet a Brahmana, who is a very illiterate Brahmana, very simple Brahmana, who did not know actually the scripture, who actually did not know even to read and write properly. So we are just going to see the pastime of this Brahmana, very small, very short pastime is given, but how we can learn from him. So So it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sei kshetri rahe ek vaishnava brahmana devalaye asikare gita avartana. So we are saying Sei kshetri, in this Ranga kshetra, one Vaishnava Brahmana was saying. Now Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kavita, is specifically saying that he was not an ordinary smart Brahmana, he was a Vaishnava Brahmana. There is a difference. And this is what exactly now he is saying, that this Brahmana was a Vaishnava. And what was he doing? Devalaye asikare Gita Avartan. So he was coming to temple every day and was reciting Bhagavad Gita. So first thing what we see here is the importance of temples. People nowadays say what? What is the temple? Ke liye very famous statement in today's.
Jadar gaya mandir gaya.
Jadar gaya wo mandir gaya. Correct? People think why to go to temple. Those who get fearful in life, they go to temple. Right? That is one of the biggest thing nowadays. Jadar gaya wo mandir gaya. Right? But Prabhupada has given us very strong philosophy and reasoning why we build temples. Prabhupada built hundreds of temples. And his followers have continued to build now hundreds of temples into every single corner of the world. What is the need of a temple? People also will ask you, is God not everywhere? Why you have to go to temple all the way to worship Him? Can't you just sit at home and worship Him? Right? Prabhupada said that temple is a school of spiritual education. And there we teach people to cry for Krishna. Gaur Govind Maharaj specifically used to say that we have started school to teach people how to cry for Krishna. And those who say that I don't know how to cry for Krishna, we teach them how to cry so that we can cry for Krishna. And if you do not know how to cry for crying for Krishna, then we will teach you how to cry, to cry, to cry for Krishna. That is how God wants to have it. It is a place where people get inspiration to develop bhakti together. And the simple way to understand is that those who have got similar affinities, they are going to grow together, right? You can also eat at home. You can also dance at home. Why people go to pub? To dance, and to just dance at home. You can have a movie nowadays, people make theatres in their home theatres. So what is the need of having big theatres and malls outside? But then exact sound effect is created and the environment is there actually. It's not like you make that sound effect in your house also. But that environment which is created is just perfect to enjoy that thing. That's why they create, right? So similarly, God is there everywhere. God is everywhere. But temple, the vibrations are different. It's created in such a way that when you enter a temple, the heart feels some different type of peace, some different type of solace, different type of connection to God. It doesn't happen to each one of us. We know theoretically God is everywhere. But when we go to a temple, there's different vibrations. And that is why temple is important. Temple is also important because though Lord is everywhere, He is personally present in the deity form and He allows us to serve Him. And that is what temple's duty is. Temple is not meant for just going and ringing a bell and telling God, this is what I want. What is there in my menu today? Janam dehi, dhanam dehi, patnim dehi, job dehim, right? That's why it is described that same, he describes. I went to temple and church and nobody answered my prayers. And that's why there is no God. So do you think that God is your bellboy? Ye leke aao, wo leke aao, and you should bring. Bring my, what? Bring my remote. So he is your bellboy, then you should bring your remote. So when we treat God like this, that is the business what we are thinking that we are going to do with the God. So the temple is meant for developing that mood of service, service to the Lord, service to the devotees, and developing that loving relationship. And that is what the temple's main goal should be. Not that just go put your demands in front of Him, say, I will do something for me, and then I will offer you 1 kilo of pera or I will offer you 10 coconut. Business people do, right? But Prabhupada started.
You see, like, if I get any problem, whom I will go, I will go to the father. Similarly, if I get some problem in my life, definitely that person has to go to the doctor. He cannot go to the doctor. But some kind of problem, you cannot go to the doctor or, you know, he has to go after this one. In that sense, is it he is in the right path or not?
Correct. So going to God, is it wrong? No. When you need something, you should go to, instead of going and banging and going to, you don't go to the neighbor's house. We go to our God, to our Father. And God is our Supreme Father. So when you are in need of something, you go to Father and tell him, give me job, give me wealth. It's not wrong. Don't go only when you have to beg. That is first thing. Second thing, don't do business with your father. You give me this, I will give you that, finish. Our relationship is over. Right? That is business. Don't do business. Now, one side we are calling that he is my father, so what is wrong if I go and tell him? But then we shouldn't say, you give me job, I get job, I give my $100 from my first salary to you, relationship over. Now I will come to you when I next meal comes. That is what not should do. You should not do. It's okay to go and he is our father. To go and open out our heart, and if you need something to ask for on him, it's not wrong. It's okay. It's better actually than going somewhere else. But we shouldn't do business with God. And that's what the scriptures tell us. And that is what Prabhupada's temple teaches. That come here. Ato jigyasu artharthi. Anybody, even if you want artha, you come. But don't stop there. And that is what Prabhupada's temple consistently have taught those who come to the temple. Go to a higher level of loving relationship.
But if you see in this material world only, like, no, rather than need, if I go for my desire, is it correct or wrong?
Temple.
I mean, what I mean to say is, I will go to temple, but thing is, if I pray for the desire, not, you know, for the job, not what I need. Need is different and desires are
different.
What
is different?
Yeah, right? So, my desires may be higher, which I may not be needed, but still I want.
You are just going and making a list. So basically what you are asking is that what we need and what we want. So what we need we go and ask, it's okay. What we want also you go and ask. But our mind is always asking, I want more, I want more, I want more. So when we go, it is we tell God, if you understand that, that I want all these things, I know it's not my need. Please give me if you think it's good. If he gives, use it for Krishna's service. And what happens when we have sincere desire, even if he will give you, he will remove that desire, and in future, you won't have such material desires. That is what is the difference between God and demigod, what we are talking before.
Yeah, this would, one of the rituals I saw that if you want to come to Krishna, come first to Krishna. If you want to, you know, material desire, go to God, 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 God.
That you can do that, but it's okay, even for the material desires, you should go to Krishna only. Just like example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went for what? He had desire of
having a
kingdom better than his own great-grandfather, Brahmaji. But when he saw Lord Vishnu in front of him, immediately his desire was vanished. And Lord said, what do you want? He said, I don't know anything now. That is what is the beauty of Supreme Lord. So even when he has material desire, it's okay to go and ask Krishna. But we should have sincere desires. That understanding that I have desires, so I am coming to you. But give if you think it's good for me. Second thing, that whatever you will do with me, I will still come to you. So even if you do not fulfill my desire, it's okay. And third thing, he will always do whatever is best for us. So if he gives also, he will remove the desire. And next time it is, we will not go for the material desire. And then you will not desire. That is the meaning of going to temple. That is the There should be the goal of going to temple, to develop that loving relationship over a period of time. It might not come overnight, but we should have that goal that I am going to temple with whatever in my heart, but over a period of time I want to develop relationship of love with God to devotees and develop that service attitude. This is what he was saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sorry, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says here, Devalaya Asi Kare Gita Avartan. He was reading Gita every day. अष्ट आधे पढ़े आनंद आवेशे अशुद्ध पढ़े न लोक करी परिहासे says that he was every day reciting all 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Ashta Adhyaya. Ananda Avesh, very happily he was reading. But how he was reading? Ashuddha. Ashuddha padhene kare, loka kare kare hase. He was reading with a lot of mistakes. He was not an expert. He couldn't read properly, he couldn't pronounce properly. And because of that, what was happening? People were laughing. This is first thing happens. When we start going to temple, because of whatever it may be, second thing which follows is upahas. People will start having objections, people will start criticizing you, they will start mocking over you, they will start laughing at you. It happens in everybody's life. Youngsters, when they go to pub and discourse, parents don't mind. But the time you start going to temple, parents have a problem, relatives have a problem. Why you are going? You will become Babaji. Right? So there will be objections. Your friend will start laughing at you, teasing you. Ye to abhi bhagat ban gaya. Ye to gaya abhi. Ye
to matlab jo dar gaya.
Haan. Wo jo dar gaya, wo mandir gaya.
They will be smoking, they will be drinking.
Yes. They will smoke, they will drink.
And they will discuss drink and smoke.
That is okay, they won't need. But as soon as we start going to temple, as soon as we start following a pious or pure life, we become an object of laughter by the society and by others. And this many times starts dissuading our faith. Not only faith, sometimes we start becoming shy to practice in front of others. So when people go, they want to hide their mala. They don't want to show their face. Yeah, they don't want to show people that we are devotee. But we are not doing this to show that we are trying to follow Krishna consciousness. This is whatever we are doing, we should do with faith and confidence. The day we do not respect ourselves just because we are devotee, or if we have low self-esteem, people will laugh at us. People will make mockery of us. But they will be make mockery of us only when we make mockery of ourselves. When we do not have confidence.
Whenever we love them, then they can do it.
Yes. We should never think that we are higher than them, we are better than them. They all are fallen souls. Not like that. But at the same time, we should never think that we are doing something which we need to hide. But we shouldn't develop low self-esteem. If we are confident of this process, that what we have got is something very rare, is something very beautiful. If given a chance, I'm going to share it with others. With that confidence when we will walk, then others' joking things will not affect us. This is very important.
It's
and secondly, yeah.
Initially they used to criticize.
Not you.
Especially when
you're
chanting.
Everybody, is there any exception here?
No, right now.
Especially when you're chanting back and then you're doing.
Yes.
Starting they used to criticize me, but I never deviated from this path, right? Slowly, I used to
be like
there. Now I stand starting. Okay, this guy, you know, he won't change. Then they start.
One thing, initially they will laugh at you. When you will stay on your path, they will accept you. And next stage, what will happen, you know?
They will ask you what it is, what
they will respect you.
Respect
will
always
come.
That is,
they will respect you. Even if they don't want to follow,
respect.
In their heart, they know that this person
is
pious and is trustworthy.
Yeah.
In the difficult time, they will come to you. They know that if they open their heart, you will always give them good advice. If possible, you will help them, but you will not backstab them. They might be sitting for smoking and drinking with their other friends, but in the need hours, they will come to you. You just stay through that thing. And that is what exactly here. There is a pastime which comes to my mind. That Srila Prabhupada was once in Jaipur. There was like meeting of many, many different types of religious group. Srila Prabhupada went on the stage and he said, you are talking of like, you know, like you are training people for different shastras. But here are my American disciples. And what you are talking about, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they can also recite Upanishad. Isha Upanishad. So he told, there was one disciple of Srila Prabhupada called Kaushalya Mataji. And she had learned few shlokas of Isha Upanishad. Prabhupada said in front of everybody, Kaushalya, you come here, you recite Isha Upanishad. She knows full Isha Upanishad. She can recite. And then she was saying, oh my god, I just know first six shlokas, I don't know what will happen. And she was very, very scared. So she went and Srila Prabhupada said, start reciting. And she was saying, now what to do? I don't know all shlokas. So never mind, she started. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam. She started. And then she was just reciting first sloka, second sloka, and then she came to sixth sloka. She was just going to finish the sixth sloka. Prabhupada said, "That's enough. Come outside." She felt like so relieved. This is how the guru is. And then Prabhupada said, you see my disciples, Americans? See how they are doing? They know even Upanishads. And then one of the person said, Srila Prabhupada, your American disciples, even if they are reciting, their pronunciation is not very good. It's not perfect. And what did Prabhupada say? Prabhupada said, I know that their pronunciation is, they are not perfect in their pronunciation, but they are perfect in their renunciation. Just see what they have renounced. They have renounced their life, which was full of sense gratification, which everybody is wanting to go to America. They have renounced everything. And they are taking to this pure life. What more can they expect? And that is what Lord of Fools is. Same thing, he was Ashuddha Pathan. He was doing, his recitation was not very clear, not very good. And people were laughing at him. But then, next look at him, described that what he was doing. Keha hase keha ninde taha nahi mane, avishta haya gita padhe anandita mane. Keha hase, somebody was laughing. Keha ninde, some people were criticizing. Taha nahi mane, but he was not taking defeat. He was not getting affected. Avishta haya, continuously without any deviation, gita padhe anandita mane. He was reading Bhagavad Gita with ecstasy. भार भी नहीं कि हाय भगवान भार है करना है. He was reading happily, he was reciting Bhagavad Gita every day. पुलक आश्रो कंपस वेद यावत पठना देखी आनंदित भैला महाप्रभु मना. So the lesson here, the first lesson is that we need to go to temple because it's a place where we get association of similar kinded people and good vibration, where we can learn to serve the Lord and the devotee. Second is that after going to temple, what do? We do service. The way he was reading Bhagavad Gita, we should do something like spiritual activities. And when we will do that, people will laugh at us. But then third thing is sitting, keha ase keha ninde, he was not getting affected. People may do, but don't get affected. How can you not get affected? Because he was absorbed. Happily doing what he was doing, getting absorption. So when we do our activities of devotional life with complete absorption, with happiness of heart, that is the time when we will not get affected by all these other things.
But nowadays we are not doing any service, we go to filter and just sit and the service is not, concept is not the same.
Correct. What do you mean by service? Going to the temple, having darshan of deity is a service. Listening to the class with faith and attention is a service. Not only giving class is a service, not only cooking is a service, not only cleaning is a service.
Taking prasadam
is a service. Somebody has cooked, and when you accept it with grateful heart, with faith, that is a service.
The person who cooked is service.
मटेरियल कंडीशनिंग ऐसा लगता है कि जो फिजिकल एफर्ट लगता है जिसमें इनकन्वीनियंस होता है उसको सर्विस बोला जाता है. जो जॉयफुल होता है वो सर्विस.
इफ आई कुक 150 पीपल के लिए प्रसाद, नोबडी एवरीबॉडी कम्स, नोबडी एक्सेप्ट्स इट, विल आई बी हैप्पी? आई हैड हैप्पीनेस दैट आई कुक फॉर 150 पीपल, बट एवरीबॉडी, आई एम फास्टिंग, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू ईट. नॉट अ सिंगल पर्सन कम्स इन इट, विल आई बी हैप्पी डूइंग दैट सर्विस? Right?
But
so when
you have been fed, right? So how come he did service to the temple? What I mean is this, when he is preparing the prasad, he prepares in the mood of serving the Lord and serving the Vaishnava.
Right.
So he, for him, it becomes service, right? How can we do that?
So we have to reciprocate by accepting the prasad and obviously think that in future, how can I also do the other side of service? But when we go and sit and attend the class, we should not think that we are not doing service. It is not for service. But obviously we shouldn't be just happy doing, oh, I am always happy taking prasadam. This is very good service. I don't need to do other service. No, it's not like that. We should do other service of cooking also. But when others cook, accepting prasad is also service.
Accepting or appreciating. Because we are appreciating the devotee of
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. Appreciating, then there's no way to reciprocate. So this is the thing, that absorption in the service is whatever we do, with full heart we should do that service. And that is what will give us the strength to face all the situations, whatever obstacles come in the path of organization. Simple example, just now Prabhu was saying that in early days when he was going for his job, he wouldn't remember to eat also. Right? When we get absorbed in our work, we get so engrossed that khana, peena, nothing is required. Right? In your young days, when you go to play cricket, right? Your first only mother will say, tomorrow is exam, you are not going. Objection. I am still going for 5 minutes, I will come back. I will just play one over and I will come back. This is objection, but still we do. When you are playing, sometimes you are very hungry, but you will say, little bit I will play, then I will go in it. You control the demands of the stomach. Sometimes your bladder is blasting. You have to urgently go. But you hold till last, right? But you have one more ball I want to play, right? And from top, mother is shouting, come back, food is ready, I'll beat you up if you don't come back in 2 minutes. But still you want to play. Why? Because a bunch of absorption is there in that. At that time, objection, demands of the body, the shouting or criticism, nothing stops us, right? Similarly, when we get absorbed in our devotional services, all these things will become easy to come over you. Next is this step. Pulakashru kapasveta yavata pathana dekhi anandita bhaila mahaprabhur mana. So when he was reading Pulakashru, he was feeling so much of ecstasy that the tears were flowing from his eyes. Kampa, he was having shivering. Sveda, perspiration, he was perspiring. Yavata pathana, as he was reciting, all the symptoms of ecstasy were getting manifested in him. Dekhi anandita bhaila mahaprabhur mana. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he was very happy. The one other message comes here is that even when we read Bhagavad Gita with faith, it is a book full of philosophy. There is no high pastimes of Radha and Krishna or some very intimate pastimes of Lord and his devotees. It's complete philosophy. And sometimes we feel, philosophy theek hai baba, kuch achha sa leela batao. Gopi Bhav Club. Have you heard that? Gopi Bhav Club. People want to dance like gopis. Philosophy is bahut sun liya. Abhi gopi bhav mein jam karenge. Right? But what Shraddha Kaviraj Goswami is telling here that just by reading Bhagavad Gita sincerely, we can achieve the symptoms of ecstasy. There is no need of jumping over to some other states which are not yet our realizations. Bhagavad Gita is enough to give us equal type of realizations. महाप्रभुर पूछिल तारे सुन महाशय कोन अर्थ जानी तो मार एक सुन होए. महाप्रभु asked him कि what is that thing which you are reading and by reading that you are getting so much of ecstasy. अतः महाप्रभु was so impressed by him and this is the next thing that when we follow this recitation or basically simple scriptural injunction, this ecstasy will come. And the second thing is, the Lord is pleased. Lord is not pleased by erudite scholarship. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes very beautifully that Lord is not pleased by erudite scholarship or by big high education. He is simply pleased by sincere, simple heart. That is what is required. So many organizations are coming up and they make scholars. They will know all the shlokas and all the different puranas and they can decide everything. But in their life, if you want to go, I'm not joking. I had one of my close friend, devotee friend in Bombay. Her father-in-law went past away. They had some puja in the house. So they called devotees, they called. But then the relatives wanted that they should have a Pandit, the routine Pandit. So he came and he was doing some puja and then he said, now 10 minutes you all just relax and I will come back. And then I had got delayed because of some program. So when I was entering her condo, I was going up, I saw one person in the, no not, so I met the condo with those private buildings. So this is in Bombay, South Bombay. So when I was going, I did not know what was going on in the house, right? I was just running to reach halfway at least. And I saw one person who was also near the gate, smoking. And then I just passed and I went up and they said that, oh, the Panditji has done some puja and then he'll come back after some time. He has just gone out for some work. And 10 minutes, who enters? The same person who I saw him smoking down. And I was surprised and I told my friend, this is your pujari, this is your brahmana. Tell us what happened. And I did not want to tell her that time what he was, the activity which he was engaged in between the puja, what he's supposed to do. They might know big shlokas, but they have no control over their senses, whatever people, society is creating. That is what Prabhupada said, that Prabhupada went to West and he created the brahmanas from hippies. And that is what is Prabhupada's mercy and Prabhupada's purity, that he could create brahmanas from them. And then the Prabhupada said that I am not here to make big scholars, we are here to make devotees. Who knows how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna and how to serve devotees. So when Mahaprabhu asked that what is that which is touching your heart, he said, Vipra kahe murkha ami, sabdartha na jani, suddha ashuddha gita padhi, guru vagya jani. This is the last but most important point. He said, Viprakahe murkha ami. I am murkha, I am illiterate, I have no, I am an intelligent person. Vipra is a brahmana, he was a brahmana, no?
Okay.
That brahmana said that I am murkha, I have no knowledge, I am illiterate person, maybe I am a foolish person. Shabda artha na jani, I don't understand the meaning of all these words. Shuddha ashuddha gita padhi, I read this, recite this gita, partly correctly, partly falsely also, I do not pronounce properly. Guru Agya Jani, but I do it as order of my spiritual master. He said that my spiritual master had told me that every day I must recite Bhagavad Gita. So just to follow the instruction of my spiritual master, I am doing that. And that is the most important part in our life. When we follow the instruction of a pure devotee or spiritual master, that is the perfection of our life. We may not be able to follow it completely or purely, but when we do it sincerely with all available capabilities, Krishna is pleased. Srila Prabhupada told, chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles throughout your life and I will take you back to your home. Now, we might ask, how is it possible just by chanting 16 rounds and just by following four regulative principles? We don't know this, we don't know that. We have to get purified. So many people are struggling. We might have to go through this and that. The day we doubt, Prabhupada. You have to have faith. Prabhupada has said, chant 16 rounds daily, follow four integrity principles throughout your life and I will take you back to Godhead. Just have faith and do it. We should do it and how to take it, that is Prabhupada's headache. That's not our headache. Then we should do this faith. And that is what exactly he says, I don't know. I'm just doing because my Guru Maharaj told me. And that is the qualification of a disciple. Blind faith in the order of spiritual master and the purity. Sometimes we believe that we are people of science. Blind faith, how can we work? But some things we have to have faith. Complete faith. We do not know how, just put faith and it will be revealed to you. How would it work? That is the key to success to any disciple who wants to go spiritual.
So there should be some process, I mean, you know, the person who is grihastha or who is enjoying the bhagavad life and following this regulative principles, he is also reaching back to God. The person who becomes dedicated his life and he left family, he becomes brahmacharya or sannyas or, you know, all these things, they are also doing more than 16 hours. I mean, 64 rounds, they are also going to be back.
What is the difference? We used to go in Teloglanga, where we used to stay before. There was a walking alley which they had made. So there is a long path.
Yeah.
If you have gone
on
there,
the
MRT. Walking. So on back side, near the mountain, there was a walking alley they had made. So there was one way from up to down, like we had to go up on the mountain. And from up to down, it was coming like this. But it was very slow, but you had to walk quite along. And same route, same destination, there were one steps also. But they were steep, quite steep. So this is long, but comfortable. Comfortable. That is Grihastha Ashram.
But the time span is same, right?
No. See, basically for here, the person who steadily goes, takes the steps, it's more efforts, more risky, more difficult. But if you want to take less time, then one person is taking this time. But